Also on Capitol Hill this week, the House will vote on tough legislation aimed at stopping illegal immigration. Unlike related bills in the Senate, this one is only about enforcing immigration controls. It does not include a guest worker program, and that's led to heated opposition from Democrats and some Republicans. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has that story.
Rosemary Jenks says the logic behind enforcement first is simple. Jenks is with Numbers USA, a group that seeks to limit immigration. She says the last time the U.S. legalized immigrant workers, back in 1986, Congress also said it would sanction employers who hired illegal workers. But that part of the program didn't work so well. So when Congress talks about comprehensive immigration reform again,
we're not going along this time. The American people are not going to buy it. We know exactly what will happen. The big fat guest worker program / amnesty gets enacted and implemented, and we don't get any enforcement.
The main sponsor of the current House bill is Congressman James Sensenbrenner, and the bill includes a program Jenks has long advocated. Employers would be required to run a computer check on new hires and eventually on current employees to verify that they're legal. The legislation also calls on the Pentagon to use some of its high-tech surveillance equipment to help monitor the U.S. border. And Jenks says it broadens the definition of smuggling and stiffens penalties for it.
There's a multi-billion dollar smuggling industry that is thriving in Arizona. The smugglers are ruthless, and they need to be shut down. That's the point of the bill.
But immigrant advocates say the measures go too far and that illegal aliens wouldn't be the only ones affected. Michelle Waslin is with the National Council of La Raza.
It really severely limits due process for legal immigrants in this country. It makes it much more difficult for many legal immigrants to become U.S. citizens. It puts many ordinary people in danger of being convicted of crimes like smuggling and trafficking and transporting and aiding and abetting.
Among its controversial measures, the bill would turn the estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants now in the country into criminals overnight. Right now, illegal presence is a civil offense, but the bill makes it a federal crime. Waslin says that would subject these immigrants to possible arrest by state or local police, something advocates say is long overdue. As Waslin reads the legislation, it would also ensure that none of the immigrants here now would be able to take part in any future guest worker program thanks to their new criminal record.
Well, I actually think this is more politics than policy.
Chris Van Hollen is one of the Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee who's spoken out strongly against the bill. He says leaving out a guest worker program is ignoring half the problem, and calling this bill a security measure is a charade. Van Hollen says it does nothing about the serious lapses in immigration policy pointed out by the 9/11 Commission.
I think that this is a build-up to the election year. I think this is an attempt to make it look like people are being tough on illegal immigration, but they're not solving the problem.
House debate on the immigration bill is expected to be intense and protracted. Representatives Jim Colby and Howard Berman, a Republican and a Democrat, say they plan to introduce a guest worker program as an amendment. Meanwhile, other Republicans want to add on even tougher measures, like building a wall along the Mexican border and stripping away birthright citizenship for children of illegal immigrants. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.